AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on ABC the Civic News, Media
I'm
app.
I'm Rita Roy. New details following the public release of a special grand jury report in the Georgia racketeering case. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has details.
Over more than 6 months last year, this special grand jury heard from 75 witnesses, ultimately recommending that more than three dozen people should be charged with racketeering. Among them, Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham and former Georgia Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. But D.A. Fonnie Willis did not pursue charges against them or 16 others named in the special grand jury's report. 19 people in the report have been charged.
Reports of a 5.0 magnitude earthquake in Northern California, located southwest of Fall River Mills in Shasta County, officials say no reports of damage or injuries. Commemorations in the UK marking 1 year since the death of Queen Elizabeth. King Charles and Queen Camilla took part in a church ceremony near the Royal Balmoral Castle where the Queen died 1 year ago. This is ABC News. An extremely spicy tortilla chip pulled from the market after a teen dies after eating one.
It was marketed by the Packy brand as the One Chip Challenge, selling a single chip promoted as being seasoned with the world's spiciest chili peppers inside of a coffin-shaped package. Now the company's pulling the product after a Massachusetts 14-year-old died after eating one at school. While authorities say it remains unclear if or how the food may have contributed to his death, the chip's maker, Amplify Snack Brands, pulling the One Chip Challenge from shelves, saying it was never meant for children or anyone sensitive to spicy foods or has food allergies, is pregnant, or has underlying health conditions. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A decorative skull found in a Goodyear, Arizona Goodwill store turned out to be the real thing. A human skull with a fake eyeball had been placed in a donation box where shoppers saw it.
I've never seen a human skull before. Not a real one anyway.
Police say from what they can tell, the skull is not from a crime victim. Rena Roy, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced they're looking to buy red pine seeds from the public. The collection is part of a reforestation program to replenish red pine trees throughout the state, which have been depleted after years of lacking good cone crops. The Department of Natural Resources will pay Wisconsinites $125 per bushel for properly collected red pine cones, and residents should call Griffith Nursery in Wisconsin Rapids, Wilson Nursery in Boscobel, and Hayward Nursery in Hayward to confirm purchasing is still open. Amid the threat of impeachment of the new liberal justice, the Wisconsin Supreme Court met publicly for the first time yesterday. The court gathered for a hearing on a petition that would change court rules for how long evictions remain accessible on the state court's website. The dramatic circumstances of the situation reportedly was not apparent in the court, as the justices followed the typical procedure of questioning the attorneys presenting the case. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next painting project with 11% off everything. We carry a great selection of painting products, from painting trays to brushes to rollers and more. Menards has everything you need to get the job done quickly and efficiently. Start with a six-piece paint roller kit for $12.36 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through September 10th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Good to be with you today, Matt and Patrick. Patrick, we haven't had a full five-day week now in 3 weeks. I don't know what I'm going to have to do here. I mean, I'm going to have to file a form of protest, I think, next week on a five-day work week next week. Unbelievable.
You should just plan a best of day, but not tell anyone which day it is.
Well, it's... I don't know if I really need to say anything to anyone. I think that they'll all figure it's whatever. Do you have fun plans for this weekend, Patrick?
I'm doing some soccer tomorrow. Otherwise, I think might just be trying to enjoy the weather before possible angries come out Sunday when the Vikings kick off.
Speaking of which, I am going to actually be at that game.
Oh, how did this develop?
My wife's business. Corporation that she works for, she basically said they had some open tickets. They had a limited amount. They said, put your name in. We got some. So I'm going to be there.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it. I've been in U.S. Bank a few times. I've never been to a Vikes game. The last Vikes game I went to was probably in the 1980s. Yeah, probably was 1980s, and I remember being at the Metrodome, and there was a band sitting in the next section over to us, which were great. It was a bunch of old guys with instruments, and they were great. But I'm going to guess that the band is, I'm sorry, those seats are costing us how much to have those old people sitting there? Get them out of here. I mean, that would be my guess at this point. So I'm going to do that. I might go over to the MIA. They got that one exhibit that's going to be shutting down here in a week or so. I might go over and try to check that out before things are done. I hope you have a good weekend, no matter what you're getting up to. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. I will say that one of the things that I kind of caught today, I mean, sometimes you can see that crime is kind of, you know, just quickly tried to, someone tries to do something quickly and it ends up kind of blowing up in their face. There are other times where a crime happens and it's clear that this was some sort of organized thing, because I can tell you what happened over in Eden Prairie. This story is, it's kind of nuts because, yeah, this is, this is kind of like one of those movie crimes that I think you hear about. You know, you kind of don't really believe that they actually happened, but this indeed did actually happen there. So, bandits, that's how they start this. Bandits. I think of Time Bandits, the fun guys from Time Bandits. That's what I think of, not bandits. Bandits sneaked an electronic tracking device onto a vehicle parked at the home of an Eden Prairie couple, waited until the coast was clear, and then stole a safe holding at least $500,000 worth of jewels and cash, according to police. I guess, I mean, if they're stealing a safe like it's the 1800s, I guess, yeah, bandit is a perfectly fine term to use. Whippersnapper. It was one of those whippersnappers. The theft from the couple in the jewelry business on August 25th was possibly months in the making. Oh, I'm sorry, Patrick. Did you read this story at all?
I have not had the chance to read this yet.
I gotta believe this was clearly, this is not some fly by night organization. But as opposed to, you know, the story of the idiot nephew that basically robbed his aunt and her partner and basically stole their car and the puppies in Golden Valley. As opposed to that idiot who didn't really think anything through. These person clearly was, there was someone cooking with gas on this as far as how do you pull off a crime, because this was not your standard snatch and grab.
Yeah, this definitely sounds to me like somebody who had to know these people and had some kind of inside access.
How would you know they had do they have a sign out front? $500,000 worth of jewels inside in the safe. And by the way, nice job securing the safe. If it was on wheels, did you make it easy for It's one of those things. It's not exactly one of the great crime capers of all times. If you basically have, you know, and here's a pulley jack you can use to get this out of here. There you go. Court records point to at least one of the suspect burglars by name. They have not made any arrests. Police spokesman Carrie Knoll said the case is still active under investigation. Here's how the heist went down. According to a search warrant affidavit filed in Hennepin County District Court that asked permission to access email and phone data of the possible suspect. The husband, so they must have known this person, because that must have been the case. They must have known the name. But my guess is going to be, if there is as much coordination with this, that name ain't real. All right. The husband and wife, whose names are not included in the court filing, called police to report that a safe was missing from their attached garage so they could easily have access to pull the car in, you're saying. Oh, God. You know, I don't know about you, but there's these things called banks, you know, and, you know, never mind. Anyway. The safe contained $500,000 to $600,000 in jewels related to their business and $100,000 in cash. Who'd you blab to? Because someone found out about that. They said they had left their home near Highway 5 and Dell Road about noon in their minivan for lunch at a restaurant about 50 minutes away in Edina's 50th and France retail district. When they left the restaurant, the couple saw they had a flat tire and took a Uber home. They arrived to see their home had been burglarized. The neighbor's security video recorded two people arrive at the couple's home in a vehicle while they're away and crawl under an SUV outside the couple's home. The police officers inspected the minivan at the tire store, saw the tire had been slashed. So what I want to make sure we understand this. They had put a GPS honing device on there. It was a GPS tracking device, but they also put just enough of a hole in the tire to where it wasn't leaking too fast. But the minute they drove over to the Galleria or 50th and France, or no, excuse me, 50th and France, the minute they drove over there, the tire got flat by the time they got there. So they knew as long as the car was there that the car was going, they were there as well. So it gave them an exact timeline to basically move the safe out, which they may or may not have needed too much time. My guess is this sounds like a kind of almost like a military operation. These guys were in and out of that house with the safe very quickly. And the fact that they have a name, which I once again highly doubt is the real name of this individual, but you know, still. The GPS device, which requires a subscription for monitoring purpose, had two email accounts associated with it, as well as a phone number from the New York City area code. Information provided by the Landsea Air Model 54 device was investigators revealed that the suspects in the burglary bought the devices, began using them on April 5th, leaving police to believe that the planning of the break-in could have started months ago. You think? Yeah. The popular consumer website for automobile enthusiasts reviewed the specific device and praised it for its compact design, easy to set up, and creating a real-time tracking data. And boy, oh boy, is it helpful when you want to take a safe out of someone's house. I tell you what. So let's just do the logic problem here, okay? Patrick's right. Someone blabbed. So you know, you don't put a sign outside your house saying, guess what we got in here's, you know? And there's some ribs in the freezer, you know? You're not putting that out there. Did they go through the freezer? Oh, that'd be salt in the wound, wouldn't it? And my quarter of a deer, what the hell? That would be salt in the wound. They went in there. They hit that house. They were in and out so quick. And by the way, quick note to you. They had the video surveillance from the neighbor's house of them tampering with the car. What they don't have, it sounds like, is video of them entering the house and taking the safe, which once again tells you these guys weren't amateurs. These guys knew what they were doing. And, you know, as opposed to that idiot nephew who basically it's only TikTok, man. Just go turn yourself in because they're going to catch you. And don't take dogs. What are you doing? This is a very different thing, and I'm looking forward to the movie. Paul Bettany, maybe Mark Wahlberg. I could see this. Let's pull this together. Liam Neeson. The heist. Although the reality is that it doesn't sound like the good guys were robbing this time. It sounds like the bad guys were. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205 is the phone number. So, hey, we got some things to talk about. Because we're going to start a new segment. Hey, Republicans having a bad day. And we're going to start off with one of the Republicans. This is a Republican who serves Anoka, who claims to be a moderate. Claims to be a moderate. Jim Abler. He's one of these guys that, I'm middle of the road. I'm not all this extremism. He was on... And by the way, this audio is not the best, but that's not us, and it's not Heartland Signal who posted this article or this video. It's the show, because apparently he doesn't understand how feedback works. So this is Jim Abler on some show. I don't even care about the guy. But Patrick, when you're ready, go ahead and let's play this little clip here, okay?
These 30-something, particularly... progressive socialist women that are there, that's what's driving it. And the moderates went away.
Yeah.
And if you want to have a good conversation, if he'd even talk to you, John Hoffman, who described himself to be moderate, voted for everything that he was not going to vote for. Every crazy idea. At the end, he stuck with the team. He was going to be Joe Manchin. I don't know if you ever reach out to him, but it might be entertaining if he'd actually take your show and then ask him.
Oh, he comes on the show. I'll ask him to do that. I will. I will do that. I'll do that.
There you go. So this is Jim Abler. Now, once again, I want to make sure you understand. Jim Abler has basically made a career out of trying to be, I'm a moderate. Now, I want to remind everyone, Jim Abler has, it's pretty damn rich for Jim Abler to call out Hoffman or any other Democrat when time after time after time, he himself has voted with the extreme far right of the Republican Party. And this is the main reason I am bringing this forward is because I want to make sure we understand something I've talked about now for a few months. And that is that the Republicans are going to do everything in their power to try to convince you, hey, we've learned our lesson. We're not these far-right extremists anymore. We like chicks and minorities. You can vote for us because we've got a new moderate common sense. And that is a lie. It's a lie. The second they get into power, who makes the decision for them? Is it Jim Abler? Bull crud. It's ZZ Flop. It's Grunhagen. It's Franson. It's Walter Hudson. It's every extremist far right guy that's in the House and Senate. They're the ones driving the agenda. They're the ones putting out the whole thing. Draskowski. They're the ones that are going to be dictating what exactly does and does not happen. And time again, we have seen these so-called moderate Republicans who get out there and say, hey, my district's a little more blue than I'm comfortable with, so let me talk about how I'm going to work with the other side. And yet, when it comes down to it, they never work with the other side. So for Jim Abler to sit there and act as if all of a sudden this is a bridge too far, shut up, you liar. And speaking of which, about Jim Abler, you need to go to his website, because if there's a website that's a Republican trying to pretend he's a Democrat, it's Jim freaking Abler. His entire website is blue. I mean, all of his shirts are blue. His color themes are blue. He's definitely trying to portray himself as, I'm really a Democrat. No, you're not. You know, he talks about his issues and he's, you know, I've just lived here 41 years, you know, been in the Minnesota Senate since 2016. Talks about protecting the family budget, ensuring all kids can read, do math, be successful. Hey, I'm not these far-right guy. Well, then why did you consistently vote with the far-right of your party, sir? Why? Remember when you had the insulin bill? And not only you, but Jensen? basically voted against it as a moderate. This was a Republican bill. And you guys all voted against it. Yeah, you're hacks. That being said, I got to tell you, I don't find anything sexier personally than 30-something progressive socialist women. You guys are hot, 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 H-A-W-T, hot. You are, because you're basically, you know, kicking butt and taking names. And it's funny how, you know, even, you know, little kitty cat Jim Abler, he's somewhat bothered by the fact that they have gone out there and, you know, been as successful as possible. And I should mention, sure, there were a few things that were on the progressive side, but there were a lot of things on the moderate side, too, that got passed, including tax cuts, the biggest tax cut ever in the state of Minnesota. You know, the rebate checks, that got passed. That's my Jim, did you vote for those rebate checks? Oh, I don't know if he did or not. I don't know. Did you vote for the tax break? I'm going to guess is you didn't. Those are moderate bills. Why didn't you vote for them? Oh, that's right, because now you've got to portray it as the only thing that got passed was liberal Bernie Sanders, progressive, you know, socialism, communism, Marxism bills. That's the only thing they got passed. When the reality was, that was a pretty, it was a great session because the DFL was the DFL and they passed Democratic strong bills. And some of them were moderate, some of them were progressive, but they got them passed. And you're just kind of jealous because you only wish your party could actually get as much stuff done as the DFL did. I'm going to take a break. Come on back. I'm going to talk about Hoffman for a second. And also, how about that line about Joe Manchin? If it doesn't tell you everything about how Republicans want their Democrats to be voting with them 90% of the time, and then they're okay Democrats. I'll talk about that when I do return. And also, Mike Lindell, speaking of desperate, angry, sad Republicans, we'll talk about him when we come back as well. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Fall is here and it's the season of changes. But you know what doesn't change? The fun and excitement at the National Eagle Center in Wabasha. Pack up the family for a perfect day trip and take a drive to Wabasha to join the celebration during their Soar Fall Flight Festival happening September 23rd and 24th. They're highlighting fall migration along the Mississippi River Flyway and celebrating Native American cultures and their connections to eagles. You'll meet the live eagle ambassadors, catch an exciting program in the beautiful Riverfront Amphitheater, and enjoy a front row seat to fall migration. You can explore Native and Indigenous cultures by visiting the exhibitor booths from Effigy Mounds National Monument, Indigenous artist Inkpa Manny, and Native American craftsman Dick Mindykowski. Plus, meet live birds from the Midwest Peregrine Society. Register for an unforgettable eagle viewing trip or behind-the-scenes experience and enjoy seasonal arts and crafts for all ages. It's a fall party with the Eagles, and you're invited. Get all the details online at nationaleaglecenter.org/soar and schedule your eagle fun today.
Outfront Minnesota is a driving force behind LGBTQ plus advocacy in our state, and they're gearing up to honor our state's monumental achievements in protecting our LGBTQ plus neighbors. While other states took steps backwards, Minnesota had the greatest advance in LGBTQ plus rights in 10 years. We showed that Minnesota is committed to affirming our values as a state that trusts individuals to make informed decisions about their bodies and lives, while also taking pride in delivering exceptional health care and supporting communities in need. We passed a conversion therapy ban and a trans refuge bill. And now Upfront Minnesota is ready to lead Minnesota towards even a brighter future. To celebrate, Outfront Minnesota is hosting their annual gala, where we bring in together more than 700 guests at Allianz Field on Thursday, September 14th. The event celebrates a year of legislative wins while honoring diverse communities propelling Minnesota forward into next year. Again, that's Thursday, September 14th at Allianz Field with a dinner at 6 and party at 8. So come celebrate Minnesota's progress on LGBTQ plus rights and order your tickets at outfront.org.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
Jane.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. We'll have some music, by the way, a little bit later on. So, yeah, Jim Abler, Mr. Hey, I'm a moderate. I always don't side with the Republicans. Funny story. I didn't see you crossing the aisle too much there this spring there, as you call. And by the way, it's going to be awkward when you go back into the Senate and you have to look at the 30-something progressive socialist women who are just stunning, by the way, if I can just say so. You and the men, hey, you guys are great, man. As a matter of fact, can we get T-shirts made up on that one? Now, there is one element of this video that you cannot see. Is that Jim Abler seems to be wearing, Patrick, you've seen the video yourself. This was, I'm thinking Sly Stallone, 1986, you know, sweatshirt with the sleeves cut off. Am I crazy on that?
No, that's kind of what he looks like he's wearing in that.
Jim, are you in an arm wrestling competition? What's going on there? Are you taking a break from the mat? You guys need someone to talk to Republicans about what you do on camera. Who was it that is in bed, that was on his Zoom meeting in bed? Oh, God. Oh, that image is scarred in my mind. You guys need some fashion advice or something, but, you know, Jim, you know, I get it. You know, you got to let the cannons out sometime. Let the pythons be seen. That's why you go shirtless, you know, sleeveless there. You know, you got to boom, boom, firepower. That's right. Yeah. But I don't think it's going to help you with the ladies. It's a very Staten Island 1980s look, and it is not attractive. But let's go back to what Abler said about John Hoffman. Now, I have had John Hoffman on the air. I like John Hoffman. He and I have gotten off talked pretty well. He and I do not agree on some things. There are some things he does. He's a moderate Democrat. I'm more of an Al Gore traditionalist. Duh, there are just going to be some things that we disagree on, some things that we do agree on. I agree with John Hoffman on most things. I endorse John Hoffman because he's John Hoffman. He's a good guy. Just because John Hoffman sits there and does what Republicans do every session, which is you cannot not vote for these bills, which that's the Republican standard. And I know John Hoffman's got a lot of power. I'm pretty sure John Hoffman got a lot of things that he wanted to get in these bills as well. So he delivered for his constituents and his district. Guarantee you did. Hoffman's got power over there, man. He's been in there for a while. And frankly, I like John Hoffman there because sometimes you do get some of these guys who are way on the progressive side. And he kind of says, okay, guys, let's come back a little bit. Not saying that we didn't have progressive bills. Not saying that we didn't have moderate bills. I think the team worked well together. John Hoffman, big salute to you because you're part of the solution. You weren't part of the problem. Absolutely. But look at how Abler, you got to be like Joe Manchin. You see, Joe Manchin's a Democrat who agrees with Republicans 90% of the time. Then you're a tolerable Democrat. No, you're a Republican at that point. You know, Joe Manchin's a jackass, and he's horrible, and I would never vote for him, and I can't understand how the DFL, the Democrats of West Virginia, have continually put up with that crap. But that's what you get. And he's not a Democrat. But that's the kind of Democrat they like, the ones who basically are lapdogs to Republicans. Jim, good luck in your next campaign, because I guarantee you, if there is a Senate district that's got a big old red circle around it right now, it's yours. And this, you know, ripping on what will be policies that will be popular to your constituents, you basically trying to desperately act like you were part of that solution when you were dogging on them. Yeah, good luck with that. This video will not help you. And I look personally forward to seeing you get beat coming up in 2026 for you, because as the Senate, you're just not going to be 4 years. But, dude, you're going down. All right? Because, yeah, you are, if you're trying to play this game that you're really this moderate and look at my website, I'm Democratic blue all the way through the page. No, you're not. and put on some freaking sleeves. You're doing a video. You're doing a, yeah, it's a crap video. I have no idea who this guy is sitting down in his, you know, his bunker doing this show. But, dude, you're still doing a video interview. Try to look somewhat decent, okay? Speaking of people that don't look decent, Mike Lindell, Trump-loving pillow monger. Oh, we live in fine times, don't we? Trump-loving pillow monger Mike Lindell has been facing a barrage of defamation lawsuits since the end of the 2020 election when he began pushing multiple bogus claims about voting machines stealing votes away from President Trump. Fun story, they didn't. Chris, I'm not even going to try your last name. Chris, an investigative reporter for the Washington Post, flagged a video on Friday from a deposition that Lindell took with attorney representing Dominion Voting Systems employee Eric Krumer, in which Lindell, it doesn't go well for Mike Lindell. The video shows the MyPillow CEO reacting with hostility to even basic questions from the attorney, and he even got feisty when the attorney simply asked him to confirm that they had only met one another a few minutes before starting the tape deposition. After the attorney informed Lindell that he was going to try to take the deposition slowly to make it easier for the court reporter to take down the transcript, Let me just read the transcript of this. You tell me how Lindell took just that simple command.
Don't sit and scold me already, mister.
I'll do whatever I have to do. You're just a lawyer. You're an ambulance-chasing lawyer, so don't start with me. I got all day. I'll take as much time as you want, so let's go. You're not my boss. You're just a lawyer. Frivolous lawyer. There's tape, too. According to Steve, the Krumer this week made a new filing calling for sanctions against Lindell on the grounds that Lindell has been combative, vulgar, disrespectful, non-responsive, evasive, and consistently loud during his deposition. Mikey, years ago, we sat down about mid-2021 and we said to you, starting then, if you've got evidence of this fraud, you need to show it, have a press conference, and put it out there. If you don't, what you need to do is apologize profusely and hope that they basically give you a little bit of waiver. You didn't listen to us. I'm not surprised. You probably think I was trying to work against you. I wasn't. I was trying to help you out because at the end of the day, I don't want to see you necessarily lose your company because it does employ a lot of Minnesotans. We were trying to help you and you didn't want it. And I kept saying, Mike, go on out there, show them the evidence or apologize profusely. You didn't take the evidence. Over and over and over again, you kept, when you yourself brought out the so-called evidence at one of your South Dakota Expo, and you said, I'm going to challenge anyone to prove that this is not right. And the guy goes, okay, I'll take the challenge. Oh, this is not right. This is just a bunch of random numbers. It doesn't have any sense, make any sense at all. And the courts basically said you had to pay because he had indeed proved you wrong. And you went ballistic there. Even then, I begged you just to apologize profusely. You might be able to keep your company, but you kept going and going and going and going. And here you are. You're begging for money. You've never lost as much. You're about to basically lose everything you've got for the rest of your life. Donald Trump has abandoned you. All the rest of them have abandoned you because that you weren't there for because you were smart. You were there because you had a lot of money and you echoed points, so they tolerated you. But it was easy for them to cut you loose and let you go and take the fall yourself. So I'm sorry. I don't feel anything bad for you, dude. You basically blowing up in this deposition. This is your bed with your pillows? I don't know. I mean, is that what they call them? Pillows? Okay. You got to sleep in it, man. And I feel sorry for everyone that works for your company because they didn't go along with this. They didn't want to see their jobs taken. And that's going to be it. So, yeah. You made your bed, you got to sleep in it. And as a guy who makes pillows, you should have known that. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm Cynthia Magallanes, Executive Director of Minnesota Recovery Connection, inviting everyone to join us for the annual Walk for Recovery on Saturday, September 9th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Minnesota State Capitol grounds. Minnesota Recovery Connection's Walk for Recovery, presented by New Way Alliance, will be bigger and better than ever in 2023. Join us for Minnesota's premier all-recovery event, a day for everyone and anyone to celebrate recovery and break the stigma associated with substance use disorder. Sign up today. Registration is free. You can also take this opportunity to invest in recovery and donate to the walk. Your financial support helps Minnesota Recovery Connection strengthen the recovery community through peer-to-peer support, public education, and advocacy. Most importantly, though, please join us at the walk and put a face on recovery. Bring your family and friends to the Minnesota State Capitol grounds on Saturday, September 9th to celebrate recovery. For more information and to register, please visit minnesotarecovery.org/walk.
Hi, this is Gina. Matthew, I will not read this next line.
I'll be your snookum wookums.
Fine. My husband is the sexiest radio host in Minnesota, Matt McNeil.
Dang straight.
When it came time to replace my vehicle, I wanted an option that was safe in the environment. I wanted a hybrid. My RAV4 hybrid is a greener vehicle without sacrificing style and comfort. I love my Toyota hybrid.
Toyota hybrids are incredibly fuel efficient. Test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Sunshine today with a high of 77, then tonight clear with a low of 60. Cooler temperatures are on their way, so warm up with a delicious meal from an Eat Local Minnesota restaurant or food purveyor. Check out the list of Eat Local Minnesota restaurants and food purveyors at eatlocalminnesota.com.
I'll be your snookum wookums, baby. It is the Matt McNeil Show, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We of course focus a lot here on the local stuff, and I'll talk a little bit here. I know Patrick, and you know what? I'm not going to disagree with you. We've talked a lot of the SRO stuff, man. I got another one that shows these guys are just kind of a joke here. So I got that coming up here. I'll talk about that in a little bit. We do have some national stuff I want to get to here because it's funny as heck. It is funny. First of all, let's go. It's national news with a local spin. A constitutional law professor at the University of St. Thomas has co-authored an article igniting a national debate on whether the U.S. Constitution bars Donnie T. from being on the ballot next year. Michael Stokes Paulson, along with William Bowd of the University of Chicago, wrote a 126-page draft article that has gone gangbusters online, even though it won't be printed in the University of Pennsylvania Law Review until next year. Baden-Paulson said the Constitution's Section 3, Article 14, a Civil War-era provision, forbids former office holders who participated in an insurrection or rebellion from holding office. Again, it was basically passed after the Civil War, if I remember correctly, which basically said that once the country came back together, that Robert E. Lee could not run for the presidency of the United States. That's just kind of what it is. Quote, Donald Trump cannot be president, cannot run for president, cannot become president, cannot hold office unless two-thirds of Congress decides to grant him amnesty for his conduct on June 6th, Bowd said, summarizing the article in the interview with the New York Times last month. Paulson declined an interview request about the draft article the Washington Post opinion piece had tossed a legal grenade onto our politics. Columnist Greg Sargent predicted various legal challenges throughout the country to Trump's name being on the ballot. Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon said he expects the U.S. Supreme Court will be asked sooner rather than later whether to allow Trump on the ballot. On Wednesday, a Denver group filed a lawsuit in Colorado claiming the clause bars Trump. Simon, who took two courses from Paulson when he was in law school at the University of Minnesota in the 1990s, said it's extraordinary for a law review article to receive so much attention. Obviously, it does. But it is cut and dry. They were trying to stop the certification of a legitimate legal election. They were there at the order of Donald Trump. That's not me saying that. That's every single one of these clowns in court. I was here because of Donald Trump. You have a court case in Washington, D.C., where it's specifically talking about the coordination of the attempted overthrow of the government of the United States so that Trump could be installed for as leader uber alles. No, he should not be qualified to run for office. He's a traitor to the country. My guess is going to be is that the Supreme Court, I mean, we already know Alito and Thomas, when they get back from their junkets, those trips are just a delight, aren't they? First class accommodations, it's like you can pay for, a Supreme Court ruling. It's just all you have to do is take Clarence Thomas over and get him onto the waffle bar. I mean, it's just awesome. But they're surely going to say, I didn't see any insurrection. Fine. I don't think Roberts wants anything to do with Trump. I'm sure the three other liberal justices don't want anything to do with him. So it comes down to, Gorsuch is going to probably go with Alito and Thomas. I think Amy is going to go with them. I think it comes down to Kavanaugh. And, Kavanaugh is not a good guy, but he also is not, I think, this far-right guy they thought he was going to be, because he's already been, Gorsuch will rule in the favor of Native Americans, which is refreshing to see, but that's about the extent of his liberalism, for sure, progressivism. Kavanaugh's a different cat, and so it'll be interesting to see, but once again, to all you people who said, there's no difference between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, funny story is that he'll probably have put the three Supreme Court justices on the Supreme Court who will basically say that the guy who tried to, form an insurrection can still run for the presidency of the United States. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Why everyone votes. Everyone votes every freaking election. You have to vote every election. And yeah, it might not be your first choice, but eat the freaking beef and cheddar from Arby's, not the crap sandwich the Republican Party is actually putting out. It's that simple. I can't put it any other way. I get it. It's not your first choice, but eat the damn sandwich because they're trying to serve you something that's unedible. Anyway, it's pretty clear to me that Trump does not have the right to be on a ballot anymore. And there are some states that are indeed in the process of removing him from the ballot. So this will get to the Supreme Court. And my gut feeling is that the conservative majority that he placed on that court will take care of it. We'll take care of it. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Now let's go down to the secrets of the special, grand jury down in Atlanta. In addition to recommending charges against former President Trump, a Georgia special purpose grand jury that investigated efforts to overturn 2020 election also indicted, it believed charges should have been filed against South Carolina U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, former Georgia U.S. Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. So I want to stop right there because we have to understand a reality about January 6th. I'm not saying all the Republicans were on board. I think, Kinzinger and Cheney basically proved that. But it's pretty clear to me that multiple Republicans that were in the Capitol at that point were indeed part of the insurrection attempt. And Perdue and Loeffler, the two Georgia senators, and Lindsey Graham. That's Lindsey Graham's a pretty senior senator, too. We already know, what was it, Lauren Boebert was out there giving giving the insurrectionists, detailed information on the exact location of Nancy Pelosi as that was going on. And by the way, I heard a story that the security head went over to her and said to her very directly, stop telling her everyone where she is. And she kind of acted like, oh, me, innocent me. I just don't like. Yeah, apparently someone in security had actually gotten wind that she was out there giving up this information and had to go tell her to shut up. I wasn't doing that. I was just,
I don't know why. Why would I be telling everyone where Nancy Pelosi is while there's an angry mob outside the walls? I don't know why.
The 23 special purpose grand jurors had the ability to subpoena witnesses and recommend changes to this report, which they completed in January. They did not have the authority to indict. The report, which is largely sealed until Friday, was released because many of the recommendations came to fruition on August 15th when a traditional grand jury indicted Trump and 18 others, although Graham, Perdue, and Loeffler were ultimately not charged, though. Trump and the other defendants in all the cases have pled not guilty. Most of the report by a special purpose grand jury in Fulton County, Georgia, had been ordered to be withheld from the public as the district attorney there considered charges against Trump and others in his orbit. In a footnote, the report shared that one juror who voted against indictment for Perdue and Loeffler believes that their statements following the November 2020 elections while pandering to their political base did not give rise to their being guilty of criminal conspiracy. So, and that's the problem, is all these Republicans, after the 2020 election, pretty much every Republican said, I don't think that the election was legitimate. And as a matter of fact, in this state, there are plenty of freaking Republicans who ran around screaming, the election was illegitimate. The election was illegitimate. They were. They're all saying it. But so it's kind of hard. You can't, sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between the actual Avengers and all the people who are cosplaying the Avengers, you know? I guess I shouldn't use heroes. Maybe what we should say is it's difficult to determine the difference between the Chicago Black Sox who fixed the World Series and the people who are cosplaying being members of the Chicago Black Sox who fixed the World Series back then. Yeah, there you go. Current Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones is also mentioned twice in the report, and the grand jury voted that he be recommended for charges in his involvement as one of the 16 Georgia Republicans who falsely claimed to be a state's duly elected and qualified elector. However, last year, a judge, Judge McBurney, determined that Willis had a conflict of interest after hosting a fundraiser for Jones's Democratic opponent and was precluded from questioning him as part of their investigation and thus prevented her from charging him as part of the case. Instead, the Prosecuting Attorney's Council of Georgia, a nonpartisan association of Georgia district attorneys, is expected to appoint another prosecutor to decide if any charges should be brought against Jones. So he's not out of the woods yet either, although I'm going to guess is they're going to find, let's find, like, if you know Georgia at all, like, Oglethorpe County, we'll go find the Oglethorpe County DA and see what he has to say. This document further demonstrates this entire political circus has been in pursuit of Fannie Willis's personal gain. This is according to Jones in a statement. This is Burt Jones, the lieutenant governor, who seems to be guilty as hell. This is obviously a fraud. A majority of special purpose grand jurors recommended charges against 27 people with respect to the national effort to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Among those were Graham, Loeffler, Perdue, the former Trump national security advisor, Michael Flynn. In November 2020, Trump pardoned Flynn, who twice had entered guilty pleas on charges of lying to the FBI. Also included in the recommendations were several lawyers either on Trump's team or working to support of it, including Boris Epstein, Cleta Mitchell, and Lynn Wood. Wow. Jesse Benal, attorney for Michael Flynn, said in a statement, today's report reveals even more corruption by the politically motivated prosecutor with one goal. No. This wasn't the prosecutor. This was the grand jury who heard all the evidence and said, your guy's guilty, dude. There's a big difference here. The baseless witch hunt, dude. Can I just say how much I would love to see Michael Flynn go to freaking Guantanamo? God. Please, Christmas gift. That's on the wish list this year. Epstein, who remains a close advisor to Trump, declined to comment. Mitchell did not immediately request for contempt. Lynn Wood said in a phone call with CBS News, I don't comment. I didn't commit any crime. He believed the Fulton County District Attorney, Fannie Willis, made the correct decision by not charging him. was that followed by a quote of, whew! I was not involved in the national effort to overturn the 2020 election. The only thing I did was I filed two lawsuits in Georgia in my name. Those two cases were thrown out on standing because they didn't have any merit and there was no fraud. In a statement Friday, Trump spokesman Stephen Chung blasted Willis in the special grand jury process as politically motivated, clearly biased, saying they voted a blah, 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 blah. I'm guilty, 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 guilty. I'm paraphrasing. I don't know if he actually said that, but, you know, it's hilarious. I should add this. The grand jury did also weigh in on another thing. We find by a unanimous vote that no widespread fraud took place in Georgia in 2020 presidential election that could result in overturning the election. So they actually looked into that and determined, no, indeed, there was no fraud in that election. It's hilarious watching a bunch of people who have followed a guy who basically has openly admitted to the crime act as if there's no evidence of it. For God's sakes, half of you have admitted to the crime. And we've got videotape and audio of most of you. My God, the FBI only wishes mob cases were this loaded with evidence. It's as opposed to he's sleeping with the fishes. It's a, hey, yeah, I killed him. He's out in the dump. You know, that's kind of where Trump is at. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Michael Flynn to jail. Michael Flynn to jail. Please, 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 please. We'll take a break. Come on back. We'll talk a little bit more on SROs when I do come back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950. Improvise a story we had. You adore me. The place for autumn fun is the Park Tavern. Live music is taking over the Park Tavern's dog-friendly patio this fall. Head over on Tuesday, September 12th for the American Bootleg. Wednesday, September 13th, it's Three Dragons. And on Thursday, September 14th, it's the wonderful Katie Testman. Music runs from 5:30 to 8 p.m. and reservations for groups of 8 or more are recommended. And the Park Tavern offers private and semi-private spaces for small and large groups with no room fees and no minimum spending requirements. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, autumn fun is waiting for you at the Park Tavern.
Get ready for one of the coolest music events of the year. The 11th Powderhorn Porch Fest will showcase top-notch local artists spanning indie, rock, country, blues, and more on three porches that will transform into stages. Powderhorn Porch Fest is Saturday, September 16th from 4 to 10 p.m. along 17th Avenue between 32nd and 34th Streets. Featured are 13 talented artists and the electrifying Nerd D opening and closing the show. And it's not just about the tunes. Enjoy sweet and savory delights from food trucks and cool merch from local vendors. Don't miss the Reverie Cafe and Beer Garden, back for the third year, perfectly complementing the music and festivities. Hosted by the Powderhorn Park Neighborhood Association and neighbors on 17th Avenue, this festival showcases strong cross-neighborhood partnerships. Powderhorn Porch Fest isn't just a music festival, it energizes our South Minneapolis community and supports local programs and services. Again, that's Saturday, September 16th from 4 to 10 p.m. along 17th Avenue between 32nd and 34th Streets. Learn more at ppna.org.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? You really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance. Working hard for you.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. So, once again, we're talking about the SRO issue. And in case you once again missed it, this past legislative cycle, as part of the education bill, The DFL passed new laws that said basically that a police officer in a school, an SRO, a school resource officer, can no longer without cause just grab, manhandle, you know, and harass a student in school. Now, they even went as far as to say very clearly that if there is a crime going on, if there is a fight going on, if there's someone that's attempting to hurt other people, that's going on, that, you know, all bets are off. You can easily go on out there and, you know, subdue that individual any way that you can. So this is only about basically, that an officer just can't, without cause, go on out there and start, you know, attacking someone. They just can't do that. Now, that being said, what's interesting is that, you know, this is, you know, the Republicans have come on out there and said that every school's in danger now because a cop can't just go out there and start, you know, batoning a kid. You know, unless every kid can, every cop can do that whatever they want to, that sort of thing. That, you know, your standard, you know, logical argument that you'll hear from, you know, them. Yeah, no, it's not, it's, yeah, no. Needless to say, what we kind of have determined, what we've talked about is that this is all a joke. In the sense being is that the Republicans, SROs only are in 28% of the state schools. Today we learned, yesterday I made the point that if you look at 28% of the schools, well, we already know of the schools they're in, Duluth, Rochester, Bloomington, Minnetonka, Savage, all basically still have their SROs. We also heard that Lakeville and South Washington both still have all their SROs, as well as Anoka, Hennepin, and I think it was Robbinsdale, at least have partial SROs on staff. So this is, I mean, you factor all the schools that still have their SROs in place, which once again, there's been a legal briefing released by the Attorney General, by the Governor's Office, and the company that insures most cities has said, yes, this is legit. You can do this. Here's the guidance that you need. This is less than 10% of public schools is like this. This is less than 10% of public schools is impacted by this. And frankly, a lot of the public schools that are impacted by this seem to be in Republican areas where, as an attempt to make this a political thing, they're yanking their police officers out of there saying, now the school is less safe because we pulled them out ourselves. Wait a second. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, apparently, one of the things that has been exposed, and Aaron May Quay put this out, and I thought this was very interesting, that you cannot, for I guess it was 10 years, when it comes to special needs students in schools, these rules were already in place that you could not, a police officer could not go up to a special needs kid and put them into any of these prone positions, pressure on their back, pressure on their head, pressure on their neck, restrict their airways to where they cannot, you know, say anything. You can't do that. And that these laws have been in place for a while, and no one said a thing. Republicans never said anything. Police never said anything. No one said anything about this. And now all of a sudden, we're going to make this the standard for all students, not just the special needs students, and they're going crazy. So the question is, are you saying that for some reason that the same standards that the special needs kids can't be applied to all students? Or are you saying that, no, the special needs kids, you need to have cops be able to throw them down on the ground whenever they want to and kneel on their back and push their face into the ground whenever they need to because safety? Because it would seem to me that if we're talking about this, the special needs kids, I don't think that that's a good idea. Now, once again, we have expressed over and over and over again, the Republicans don't want to actually say what they want to have happen. They want cops to be able to, without any consequences, be able to manhandle a kid in a school. That's what they want. They don't want any consequences. That's all this is about. But it's kind of interesting that this is hardly any schools in the state. It is not really a problem of, you know, that I don't think too many schools are crippled by this in regards to the SROs not being there. And the fact that there's already been this standard for a while and the Republicans never had a problem with it. And so now it's applied to everyone and they have a big problem with it. This is a joke. This is just a joke. Hour two, that's up next.
Fall is here and it's the season of changes. But you know what doesn't change? The fun and excitement at the National Eagle Center in Wabasha. Pack up the family for a perfect day trip and take a drive to Wabasha to join the celebration during their Soar Fall Flight Festival happening September 23rd and 24th. They're highlighting fall migration along the Mississippi River Flyway and celebrating Native American cultures and their connections to eagles. You'll meet the live eagle ambassadors, catch an exciting program in the beautiful Riverfront Amphitheater, and enjoy a front
front row seat to fall migration. You can explore native and indigenous cultures by visiting the exhibitor booths from Effigy Mounds National Monument, indigenous artist Inkpa Manny, and Native American craftsman Dick Mindykowski. Plus, meet live birds from the Midwest Peregrine Society. Register for an unforgettable eagle viewing trip or behind-the-scenes experience and enjoy seasonal arts and crafts for all ages. It's a fall party with the eagle.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.